Lilac Ink. The Knocknashe Story, Book 1, by Jean Granger. Read by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1. Knocknashe, Dingle Peninsula, County Kerry. April 1938. Grace Fitzgerald studiously applied a modest scrape of butter to her morning toast, as her older sister, Agnes, while spreading a lot more butter on her own toast, and marmalade as well, grumbled on and on about all the immoral shenanigans in the sleepy town of Knocknashe. Today's diatribe was mostly to do with Peggy Donnelly and the new range of pink and mauve cardigans and scandalously short skirts, barely reaching the knee, she'd put in the window of her shop, the wearing of which was bound to lead to dreadful behaviour among the young people of the town. "So we won't be shopping in Peggy's until they're taken down. I don't know what's come over her. Grace, are you listening to me?" Agnes leaned in and pointed with her knife. "Yes, Agnes," Grace replied, gazing down at her plate. Secretly, she thought Peggy's new display brightened the place up, and doubted very much it would lead to naked dancing and satanic rituals on the Strand. But she couldn't say that sort of thing to Agnes, not even as a joke. Anyway, she didn't want to be cheeky to her sister. She was entirely dependent on Agnes, who had been like a mother to her, as she was often reminded, since their parents died. It had been horrible, and so sudden. It still upset Grace to think of it. Eddie and Kathleen Fitzgerald had served as the master and mistress of the school attached to this big stone house. They were on their way back from one of the islands dotted off the coast, where they'd set up a school for the island children, and visited twice a year to bring more resources for the only teacher, a past pupil of theirs who had married an islander. On the way back to Knocknashe, their little boat was caught in a squall and capsized, and they drowned. Grace had just turned 11 when it happened. The Fitzgeralds' only son, Father Morris, had been away on the missions in the Philippines and couldn't come home. So it was Agnes, the second oldest at 26, who had to take over the running of the household and the school. Grace had been a surprise baby, arriving many years after her parents were sure their family was complete.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?